The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, over all these things put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you are also called in one body. And be thankful. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, do from the heart, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive from the Lord the due payment of the inheritance. Be slaves of Christ the Lord. The word of the Lord. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Before the mountains were begotten, and the earth and the world were brought forth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night." Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Let your work be seen by your servants and your glory by their children. Lord, give success to the work of our hands. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught in the temple in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not Mary, his mother named Mary, and his brothers, James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? Are not all his sisters with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker. And again, when we look at all the saints, it's not just to look at them and go, "Oh, look at great Saint Joseph." That's part of it, of course. But God gives us saints in the church so that we can learn to be saints with them. Paul calls us all saints. And so, again, the first goal in our life is to do the will of God so that we become saints. And again, on a day like today, he tells us what his will is here from St. Paul to the letter of Colossians. Whatever you do, do it in everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, if we're working, if we're retired, if we're not working yet, whatever it is, whatever we don't do it for ourselves, we don't do it for money, we don't do it for our family, we do it for Jesus Christ. If you and I do that, then we become saints. That's why we celebrate Saint Joseph the Worker. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and